the point of the parents' primary duty is to liberate the child. See, again in this, this also should not become a burden on the child. Sometimes it may happen that despite having the greatest parents, you know, Advaita Acharya's, Jaitanya Charitamrita describes that one of his sons did not become a devotee, that he became a Mayavadi. Now, Advaita Acharya is Krishna himself, is the Lord himself who is descended, such an important associate of the Lord. Now, it is not a deficiency in his parenting. So, the point is that when it is said that one, the mood over there is that one should do one's best to offer facilities for spiritual growth. One should not think of becoming a parent simply as just an ordinary activity. You know, it is not just a result of the biological activity of mating. You should see that as a responsibility, and see that not just as a material responsibility, also as a spiritual responsibility. But at the same time, it is not that if our children become devotees, we shouldn't see that as a personal failure. We'll naturally feel bad, but sometimes it may happen the spiritual master. The spiritual masters are far more potent than most parents. But even their disciples may not become devotees. So that relationship was formed on a spiritual basis. And still that really sometimes the disciples may leave. Now, yes, at one level, it is heartbreaking for the spiritual master when the disciples don't practice, give up bhakti. But still, that is not to be seen by the spiritual master as a personal failure, and that should not be used to whip the disciple into submission. The disciple is an independent soul, and the disciple may choose to give up bhakti. So like that, the child is also a separate soul. And if the child doesn't practice bhakti, you know, we shouldn't make that as a personal antipathy, you know, because you're not practicing bhakti, therefore I have failed. And the relationship with the children should still go on irrespective of whether they are practicing bhakti or not. Now, if we take a far too much of a holier than thou attitude, you know, a moral superiority, you know, you are giving this up, one day you will learn a lesson and you will come crawling back. You will understand that I have right and you were wrong. Now what happens? If we make it like an ego issue, then even if they realize, you know, actually this material life, there's nothing much in it. And yet this, I remember one devotee's child, his both parents were devotees, his sister became a wonderful devotee. And then he went through a difficult phase in his life where he just gave up the practices of bhakti. And his parents were very concerned. But the parents didn't coerce him to do it. And once he had gone for some music rock concert, Michael Jackson, so many years ago, two decades ago, Michael Jackson first time came to India. And he went for that concert. And you know, he had to huge crowds, he pushed through, got a ticket in black, spending a lot of money. And then when he was there in that kirtan, he was there in that concert, and as it was going on, suddenly it struck him, this is just noise. This is just noise, he says. The simple kirtan that I used to hear in temple, that is so much sweeter. Now, what happened was that became like the epiphany for him. It became a transformational moment. Nothing, he had not done anything, not that day he had chanted and gone to the concert or anything like that. All the impressions that were there in the childhood, they were there. And then, they just manifested at that time. And then, after that, his life took a complete dramatic turn. And he's now become a dedicated devotee. And he's doing more preaching than his parents also now. So, you know, what happens is, if somebody has tasted bhakti, even if they experiment to taste something else, eventually the paleness of that will become manifested. So, it's like, our goal is that we open the doors for bhakti for them. But some of them they may walk through the door, sometimes they may not walk through the door. But by our loving relationship with them, we keep the door open. It is not that because they're not practicing bhakti, we slam the door in their face. Not like that. So if we make it into ego issue, you are wrong and I am right. And if we, then even if they realize they are wrong, now their ego will not let them come back. So what happens is, our love for our children should be always there, irrespective of whether they practice bhakti or not. And over a period of time, the devotional impressions which we are given, they will manifest. So in parenting, the spiritual responsibility is extremely important. But at the same time, the spiritual responsibility should not make our parenting conditional. As parents, we love our children, whatever they do. But naturally, the connection will be deeper if they become devotees. But still, our relationship with them should be that we are there for you, whatever happens. And then they may experiment, but then they will come to Krishna eventually. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.